Hello, sup family. I have an announcement for you. Starting this week, I will post only on Mondays and alternate between the podcast and the blogs. If you are signed up for the Wisdom of It All blog, I will continue to post on Wednesdays. So, if you are signed up for them both, you will get a post from me every Monday on the sup side and every Wednesday on the Wisdom of It All side. So let us begin. Grace and peace, and welcome to SUP, Seek Understanding and Peace. My name is Katie Girl 5, but guess what? You can start calling me Katie Girl, and I will answer. I am happy you are here with me on this day today. The search for peace is important. No one can constantly thrive in chaos. It will destroy you. It is a worthwhile journey to seek peace because we all desire true happiness and peace on many levels in all areas of our lives. And guess what? We deserve it. Some try to incorrectly calm their mind, body, soul, and surroundings with harmful things. But most times, it is just realizing that you need to let go of regret, or you need to just forgive yourself. And that is where Seek Understanding and Peace comes in. We want to embrace peace. When you tune in each week, you will open yourself up to an area of serenity and fulfillment that will impact you positively in ways you never realized. So tune in each week so we can get our dose of peace. Today, we are going to discuss decluttering. We are going to talk about decluttering our stuff, material stuff, at least in this episode. We're also going to talk about decluttering people from our lives in the next podcast episode. So let us dive in. As I started decluttering a small section of my closet, I couldn't help but feel a sense of excitement and anticipation. Memories flooded my mind with each item I picked up and looked at. Hats with bright colors, stockings with funny designs on them that I once thought I would look cute and sexy in with a particular outfit, but now felt outdated. And that one blouse that never quite fit right under my arms. Why did I hold on to it? What was the purpose? I wondered why I held on to items if I never wore them. I wondered why I held on to some items as if I would wear them later, knowing deep down that I wouldn't, and I didn't. Is it because I paid for it and did not want to appear wasteful? I didn't want to feel guilty. Or did I convince myself it was a good sale and I just had to have it? Maybe I hoped it would come back in style again, and sometimes it did, but when it did, the new version of the updated look looked better, so I just went out and brought the more recent version. Or maybe I liked this outfit, but they did not have my size, so I purchased a smaller size, perhaps thinking I would lose weight and eventually fit into it, and that rarely happened. Or was I too lazy to alter a pair of pants that was too long, or a jacket that just needed tailoring, or maybe that first wash slightly changed the look? Whatever the reason, I did not get rid of the clothes, and eventually things started looking and feeling cluttered in my closets. As I carefully folded and placed these pieces in the donation box, I could feel a tangible weight being lifted off my shoulders. I was letting go of physical possessions and shedding emotional baggage that had silently accumulated over time. Decluttering became more than just organizing my closet or organizing my space. It became a therapeutic process. Then I began to wonder, is there a connection between clutter and anxiety? Because with each item I released, I embraced a newfound sense of freedom. Liberated from the burden of excess, I appreciated the space and simplicity that decluttering brought into my life. It reminded me that we often hold on to material possessions out of attachment or fear of letting go. Still, they can weigh us down and prevent us from embracing new experiences and opportunities. As I stood there gazing at the now tidier space in my closet, I couldn't help but feel a renewed sense of clarity and joy. And yes, I was proud. The simplicity and order brought a sense of calm to my physical surroundings and my mind. Letting go had created room for new possibilities to enter my life, both within that closet and beyond. I immediately started thinking that just because I cleared space in my closet did not mean I get to replace it with more stuff. I wanted to leave it organized and clear because looking at my closet brought a sense of calmness and I liked the feeling. But how do I make that happen more often? How do I keep this space cluttered free when I see how important it is for my psyche? It does not matter what part of my home I decided to declutter. I felt and feel the same way. It makes me feel like loads have been lifted. You know, I was reading this article, How Decluttering Can Reduce Stress and Improve Focus. And there are many benefits to decluttering. The first one, you have better focus. Have you ever looked for something, could not find it, went to the store to purchase it, came home only to find the item eventually? You realize that you had misplaced it. So now that was a wasted trip, wasted time, and wasted money. There's a saying, there is a place for everything and everything is in its place. It first appeared on the scene in 1640 and it was connected with sailors. When they were on a ship, they needed to keep their small gallery tidy. And above deck, they needed to keep their tools and equipment secured so that when the ship rocked from storms and waves, the equipment would not be washed aboard. You know, I remember hearing there's a place for everything and everything has its place. I remember hearing that a lot as a child. Second, decluttering produces higher self-esteem. Difficulty staying organized may make you feel out of control or lack self-confidence. Having a place for everything and everything having its place can make you feel confident because you're not looking, let's say, for your keys. You have a place for them, and whenever you need them, you can find them. Third, better relationships. Usually, if you live with someone who tends to clutter, you are unhappy and you are stressed out. And I am sure there are many conversations on controlling clutter. This can strain a relationship. And if you are the one that clutters, then I know you are tired of hearing loved ones complain about how you clutter their space and their space. Fourth, it can lower your asthma and allergies. Decluttering can reduce pests, dust, mold, and mildew, which can all be triggers for asthma and allergies. Fifth, you can enjoy an improved lifestyle and well-being. When the kitchen, the bedroom, and any living spaces are decluttered, you can use these spaces now to be creative and to appreciate or to live in and enjoy the peace and freedom that decluttering brings. This same article goes on to share some tips on how to declutter, and they first say, start small. I agree. Otherwise, it can look, feel, and be overwhelming. I remember one time I was helping a friend declutter a room. They had a purpose and a goal for wanting to organize the room, but every time they looked in the room, they became overwhelmed and kept walking past. They had opted not to have a garage sale because they said that would add more stress and strain on them. I understood that. So one day I called and I said I could help. They were ecstatic, but they had to make some promises before we started. What they decided to throw away that first, what they decided to throw away had to be thrown away that day. So we had a pile for throwaways. Second, the pile they wanted to donate had to be given away that day. So we had boxes for donations. Third, the pile that belonged in another room had to be removed and put in that room that day. They agreed to all my terms and we got started. It took hours. This was just one room. And they had a story from many of the items. But with the help of their spouse, we all did it. The last time I peeked into the room, it was beautifully decorated. It had become a useful space that they wanted. Which brings me to my next point. Build in a structure, meaning have an excuse for decluttering that may give you purpose. So if you're having guests over for dinner or for the weekend, this could be a great motivator to do some decluttering. Give yourself plenty of time so that you will not become stressed and begin the process of tackling one item at a time. And lastly, do not strive for perfection. Do what you can do and make the room personable to you, not other people's expectations. Next, what are some difficulties with decluttering? Off the top of my head, my excuses are, I may need it later. I paid all this money for this. It would seem wasteful to throw it away. Those are my excuses. But let's see what this article about how to declutter says. This article goes on to say that people have a hard time getting rid of clutter because they struggle with time management and stop tasks before finishing. This can indicate that you may have too much on your plate. Making a to-do list with time-based activities may help. I make a to-do list daily, every day. Otherwise, I would either waste the day away or forget to do something that needed to be done for that day. By learning to say no, you can clear your time for what you need to get done in your life or what you need to do just for you. 2, let your computer help. This article goes on to read that since technology helped you get into the time bind, maybe it would be helpful if you tried a personal scheduling software program that allowed you to keep a calendar, a to-do list, and phone and address book on your computer. And this would be all in one location. 3, multitasking. That is combining several activities such as like listening to this podcast while you're cooking, driving, or exercising, or while watching television, you could be decluttering or going through your mail, your email. You could scroll through your social media while on the phone or watching television. 4, and give yourself a pat when you have accomplished your goals. This is a part of appreciating you and showing yourself some love. We have talked about ways to declutter your space. Now, let us talk about ways to declutter your mind. Are you anxious and overwhelmed? This next article explores ways to declutter your mind and reduce stress, anxiety, and worry. You'll learn 8 steps to help you regain a calm and productive life. First, most of us lead a busy and stressful life, which is an understatement. 2, we are all overloaded with information, except for this information, of course. 3, we struggle to make decisions sometimes. Sometimes we cannot focus, we rush, and sometimes multitask in inappropriate things like texting and driving. We always feel behind. We do things last minute because we forget or we're not organized. We rehash our mistakes. We suffer from insomnia, anxiety, and stress-related ailments. And these are all signs of an overloaded mind. So, what are some things to do to declutter our minds? The first thing to do is to declutter your physical area, which we discussed earlier. Remember, we must start small, give ourselves a purpose to declutter, and encourage ourselves along each step of the way. It could be clearing out a drawer. It could be clearing out your wallet or a purse, but something. I declutter my purse weekly. And if I'm having one of them kind of weeks where I'm out and I have a lot of receipts and things like that, and I collect pens like no other, then I will declutter my purse twice a week. So it just kind of depends. Another way to declutter your mind is to keep a journal. If you have a lot on your mind, it helps to, as they say, speak your piece. Get out what's on your mind on paper. Let the paper take over your burdens. It works wonders. Sometimes it paves the way for clear thinking or helps you to develop great ideas to handle your situation. Next, have a system to organize your tasks. Relying solely on your memory is taxing. And I forgot to mention that it is not only your things you have to remember, but you have to remember other people's things, like your kids, your grandkids, your spouses, your partner, your things you need to do with your job, the appointments and meals you need to prepare, and the meetings, and I could go on, but you get the drift. I have this app called Keep Notes on my phone, and I write down things I need to do daily in my phone as well, because sometimes I don't always have my little paper or notebook paper, but I have my phone with me all the time, and so sometimes I refer to that. I also have two calendars, one for, well, they're both for my appointments and obligations, but one is smaller that I keep in my purse, and then the other one is a little bit bigger that I have at home. And yes, I'm retired, so I can imagine how much you all have to do and have to remember. Another thing you can do to declutter your mind and ease anxiety is take care of quick tasks and decisions immediately. Something as small as trying to decide what to cook for that day can be overwhelming for some. But what could help is planning a menu for the week at the beginning of the week, or even the first 3 days could help. You could schedule a time to read or delete emails and text messages. You can schedule your phone not to disturb you during certain hours, which will help create time boundaries. Next, you can limit your time online, moderate your use. There is much information from social media, news feeds, emails, and texts. These can keep us stimulated, never allowing our minds a break. I go back to time boundaries on this one as well. Do not take on anything new. No extra commitments. That can clog your schedule. I suppose that goes back to learning how to just say no. And lastly, you can never get enough of this, and that is to spend time in nature, which is what I'm getting ready to do when I finish this podcast, because it is such a calming effect. Being outside helps us to focus on the important things and appreciate the small things in life. Schedule some downtime, a mental break, so you will not have a mental breakdown. And this would be the opposite of multitasking. Unplug, meditate, watch something lighthearted on TV, take a walk, or just close your eyes and breathe deeply. Some homes or rooms that I walk into, I immediately feel a sense of peace and relief. In some homes or rooms that I walk into, I feel chaotic, unrest, and anxious. Anxiety is a mental thing. It is a feeling of worry and unease, like something terrible is getting ready to happen. Some people handle anxiety with pills and counseling, but sometimes easing your concern may be as simple as cleaning a closet, straightening a dresser drawer, or cleaning out your purse or wallet. These simple acts help you feel more in control of a situation, seen or not seen. It may not make the stressful situation disappear, but it will help calm and guide you into whatever you must do about it. I view decluttering as a form of therapy, like yoga or breathing exercises, because for me, they yield the same results. Remember to start small. Do something daily, like declutter a drawer or a corner in a room or a chair with clothes on top of it or your desk. Remember to ask for help. And then realize that you are doing this for your mental health. So if you are surrounded by clutter and yearning for a fresh start, I encourage you to embark on your decluttering journey. Take that first step toward lightening the load, whether it's a small section of your closet or a cluttered desk or an overcrowded living space. Embrace the liberation of letting go and welcome the area for new beginnings to unfold for decluttering and lessening the anxiety in your life. All right, then. I hope this has helped someone somewhere. If you're listening to this, click subs.blog. If you're listening to this, click over to subs.blog to speak your piece. You will find the links, the tips discussed in this podcast, and you can subscribe and look at past podcasts and blog. Don't forget, we are alternating between the podcast and the blog. And so with that, next Monday, we will be on the ABCs of SUP, and we are on the letter T. There are many words I can write that begins with the letter T, like trapped. Like if you're feeling trapped in something, a relationship or in your mind, or I could do taunting, or I could do thoughtful or thoughtless. I don't know. Let's see. Tune back in this time next Monday, and you can always let me know what you want to speak on. My last announcement is, do not forget, I have a second blog entitled Wisdom of It All blog. Through this platform, guidance for protection, longevity, prosperity, sound decision making, and just overall well-being. Wisdom of It All is a blog dedicated to unraveling the timeless wisdom in the Bible. Wisdom is not limited to a select few. It is a gift available to all who seek it. So click over, look, and subscribe for some midweek weekly wisdom. When you subscribe to both blogs, sups.blog and wisdomofitall.blog, you will get a post in your email on Mondays and Wednesdays. And as always, thank you for being here with me on this day today. See you next week. Grace and peace.